way and the life. So, I'm here this morning to give us a helpful reminder about what it is and how we can resist and reject and be resilient to those challenges from sin, temptation, and the devil in all of those forms that they may take in our life. Let's have our next slide. Jesus had three encounters, three separate encounters with the devil before eventually he dismissed the devil and was able to continue on his ministry, on his three-year ministry of preaching, healing, delivering, and ultimately in saving each one of us. And at each of those trials, Jesus resorted to scripture. The first time, when he was tempted to turn stones into bread to satisfy his hunger, he said, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God," quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. The second time, he was asked to test his spiritual powers and his heavenly authority by throwing himself off the tall building in Jerusalem and being saved by angels coming to his rescue. Jesus said, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test," quoting Deuteronomy 6:16. And then that third trial, when Jesus was tested for the final time and challenged. Now, this is the most subtle and challenging trial of and temptation of the devil altogether. And you might recognize this in some of the temptations that you have had to face in life. You see, the devil here is not expecting Jesus to actually bow down and worship him. The devil here is challenging Jesus' own identity, his own self-belief in who he actually is. Are you really the Son of God? Are you really who you say you are? Jesus was going to face that question many times from many different quarters over the next 3 years. But here it's coming from somebody who was a fallen angel. Are you really who you say you are? Are you really up to this job of being savior? Are you really capable? Are you actually capable of going through with this plan that God has to reconcile all of those children of God who've gone off to do their own thing? No, you can't do it. Worship me. Follow me. My way is much more easy, much more worldly. I know how this world works. I can help you reach these people you're trying to save. A paraphrase of the temptation that Jesus was facing. But Jesus remembers who he is. He goes back once again to scripture and Deuteronomy 6:13, which says, "Worship the Lord your God and serve only him." He remembers, yes, I know who I am. I am a child of God. God gave us 10 commandments. We couldn't keep up with all of those. So Jesus gave us 2. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor. It's that simple. But against all of those challenges of sin, temptation, and the devil, we need some protection. Let's have another slide. We need some protection, not from the Son, but by the Son. Jesus is always the best example to follow, to lean on Scripture, to stay close to Jesus in prayer, and to fast. When we fast, when we take time out from our normal diet and just go hungry for a while, intentionally, in order to focus our minds, to be reminded of what we need to be mindful of. Yes, believe it or not, when we starve our bodies, we feed our minds. I can thoroughly recommend a regular practice of fasting to you. It's great. Take a day in the week. Not even a whole day. Try it, perhaps just for this Lenten time, and who knows, it might stick with you. You will reap the rewards of that. God will speak to you in the innermost parts of your heart and reveal to you things that your mind that is thinking about the next meal and the next consuming that it needs would otherwise miss. Fasting gives us that focus not on those earthly, worldly foods that perish and waste, but those spiritual fruits that endure and nourish and build us up and, yes, bear further fruit. You know what I'm talking about. Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, these fruits of the Spirit that build us up. Let's go back to those baptism vows that I took in, who's good at maths here? Was it 40 years ago this Easter Saturday? 1986 in a baptistry in West Norwood. And one of the words that was given in tongues at that particular baptism was a prayer that I've held on to through all of those most testing times in my Christian life. And it was a prayer that said, don't worry, don't be afraid, don't be fearful of surprises. I am the surprises. Whatever's stopping you from being the best version of you, I guarantee fear is going to play a part of it. When we fast, when we remember those scriptures that have always been a bedrock of our faith, when we give what we can't hold ourselves to others and to God to hold in prayer, we become more resilient, more protected, and able to embrace those surprises that God has in store for us, those fruits of the Spirit. I hope your SPF factor is at least 50. 40 days is a long time to spend without food. In the Bible, 40 is often given a significance. It means a long time. 50 is also a significant number in the Bible. It means a time of liberation, of plenty and bounty, and of goodness. It's associated with the year of Jubilee in Leviticus, or with Pentecost. We know all about Pentecost Sunday, the first and greatest harvest festival for the new church. May your protection from sin, temptation, and the devil that has washed over you through the waters of baptism, that has been spoken over you by angels and the tongues of angels, has been written in God's eternal story book. Bless you and keep you and hold you to at least a factor of 50. Let us pray. Lord God, there is no temptation, no sin or evil that we have to face that you through your Son hasn't already faced. Your word tells us in Hebrews 4 that Jesus, you have accepted and dealt with every temptation. You have even met with and dismissed the evil works of the devil. Help us to hold on to that time when he will finally be vanquished. And in the meantime, equip us each day with the fruits of the Spirit to rest in scripture, prayer, and fasting to your praise and glory. Amen.